this is a big year. With the last couple of years, things had to be modified. Virtual events. I know last year it got pushed, I believe, till September. And even then, there were a lot of restrictions. But this time, first entirely in-person event since 2019. How was that feeling to be able to say that?
It's a bit of a relief. I think being, you know, so 2020, we had to basically move the entire thing online. 2021, we had to reschedule to September, although it had some benefits being in September, but just to accommodate the vaccination requirements and give everybody a chance to maybe get vaccinated, as well as understand what the COVID level was doing in the community. So yeah, coming up into 2021, you know, we were fingers crossed from the get-go that this would be the year that we could really come back in person, have the opportunity to come together, find that community again, make those connections again, and really celebrate our identities in public and in open air and closed air, like with no masks and no vaccinations required. So it's a long time coming, and we're really, really excited for it.
And I mean, community, that is such an integral part of Pride Week.
Definitely. I mean, that is, I think, the main kind of focus for Pride. It's an opportunity for us to come together, to be a community, to kind of embrace our own identities and to show the world in Kingston that we are here, we're queer, and please let us be.
I also understand, you know, a big part about Pride is the idea of inclusivity, accessibility, safe spaces. Can you talk a bit more about that?
Sure. Well, certainly Kingston Pride is always, you know, reaching out to the community and understanding, you know, what our community wants and what's important to them and what it means to have a space that is safe. Pride necessarily has a history of kind of pushing back against what are not safe spaces. 30 plus years ago here in Kingston, when the first gay celebration day was trying to be organized, the city wouldn't even allow an official kind of recognition of that day. And so it's always been a process of, you know, doing education, doing outreach, trying to essentially change the world 1% at a time so that, you know, we continue to feel safe. And more than ever, well, things are changing again, I think, where a lot of people are starting to not feel as safe. And so, again, Pride is really important in coming together as a community and making those spaces where we feel safe, where the community as a whole feels safe. Absolutely, to have all members of our community participate and participate equitably, we need to encourage spaces where things are fully accessible for all different barriers that exist for people.
You mentioned that you feel that lately, maybe there is a sense of not feeling safe. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. I don't want to get too political, but I see a lot of progress that has happened in the last decade starting to maybe erode away, particularly south of the border. A lot of anti-trans activism going on there, where people, particularly transgender people, are not feeling safe. You know, with the progress of like same-sex marriage and transgender rights, always comes kind of those advocates against those expansions of equal rights to all. And so often I'm seeing, like, I woke up today to somebody in the media down in, I think, Texas, you know, who is saying that we should be lining up everybody that's gay and shooting them. We shouldn't be shooting them in the back and make sure they're nice and dead, rather than celebrating them walking down a street, holding hands with the person they love. And maybe those voices have always been there, but it does seem to be getting louder. And then with, again, some of the things that have happened, and it is easy, I think, for me to look south of the border, but particularly with like the Supreme Court legalized in the US, legalizing same-sex marriage. And now we see other rights maybe being removed from the Supreme Court. It's very easy to think that those kind of accepted rights are going to go away. And then it's not hard to think too, that that same sentiment could move north of the border, that what would it really take for some of these, some of the rights that we've, you know, fought for and earned now over 20 years here in Canada, in some places at least, could start slipping away as well. And it's something always to be aware of, that we can't take for granted that we're just naturally accepted everywhere. We still have to fight and still come together, find that community and be advocates for our own rights and our own safety.
Returning to our area, to Pride Week, of course, already some events have already happened. Mm-hmm. There's more to come. Would you say there are some overarching themes with regards to what's happening this week?
Yeah, I mean, on the board, we did talk, like, do we want some official theme for this Pride? And I think the closest we got was maybe back together again, but that was indeed the Pride theme last September too. So I don't know if there's any overarching theme beyond the fact that it's just Pride, and it's just so exciting to come back, really come back together and have no restrictions, no space constraints, so that we can have a proper celebration.
There's a variety of different events there to do with Kingston Pride this year. You're having the free movie night with Rocket Man. I see you have a game night coming up. Also some events as part of Skeleton Park Arts Fest.
That's right. We are supporting one of the performers at the Skeleton Park Arts Fest. That's Joyful Joyful. Skeleton, that performance in particular will be happening on the Saturday. And so we have a full Saturday, June 18th, and we have a full day lined up for there. So both happening with the parade, with the community fair at Confederation Basin, but then also the Skeleton Park Art Fest. We are, again, partnering with them. We've had a Pride kind of write up that I drafted for the Skeleton Press, just really working with those community partners. And unlike a lot of past years, there's a lot happening kind of beyond Pride this year on this weekend. And so what we've needed to do is really communicate with those partners and find opportunities to come together and work together. And that's exactly what we did with Skeleton Park Arts Fest.
A major event is the Pride Parade, happening this Saturday from 11 till noon, starting basically from Skeleton Park, coming down Princess all the way to City Hall. What can people expect from this parade if they haven't seen it before?
Well, if they haven't seen it before, then they won't know what happened last year. But the important thing is, this year, indeed, we are coming down Princess Street. So we are looking forward to, you know, thousands of people lined up along the street to support us marching down Princess Street. And what they're going to see is a number of different community groups, different advocacy work that's happening here in Kingston, really coming out and representing themselves, their work, and how much they embrace, particularly their queer employees or the different queer movements or activities that are happening here in the community. And so people like to do that and display that in different ways. So I think it's really going to be a great party, a great show of pride. I don't want to like say what you're going to see. I don't want to spoil anything, but you're going to see a variety of fun displays of people, things, floats, etc. And I hope everybody's able to line up on Princess Street and cheer us on.
Will there be some road closures with the parade?
Yeah, so we'll be coming down Clergy and then going down Princess. And I believe those are the only road closures. The Pride Parade will march right into Confederation Basin, where the community fair is happening. And so this should be fairly limited. And I think they'll just close the roads down as we come, and they'll open them back up behind us. So I hope we don't impact too many commutes, but I think it's well worth it.
And there are also some exclusive events that there is some purchase required as well.
Yeah, particularly the Out on the Queen boat cruise that's happening Saturday night. My understanding is it just sold out yesterday. Okay. So to those listeners that still want to attend, maybe just keep an eye out, and maybe some people will cancel their tickets. But right now, I think it is sold out. But that is almost the exclusive ticket required event. Everything else is kind of open, or at least at a first come, first served. You mentioned the games night tomorrow. We've heard from a lot of the community that is an event they really want, and we expect, so we actually have two venues to help facilitate or to help accommodate the number of people that we expect, both at Nexus downtown and at the Wonderland Emporium. I think it's called the Great Escapes. As well as a second event held in the West End at Impossible Escapes, their Wonderland Emporium. So we'll have both of those sites, and they will be on a first come, first serve basis. And so I think we will fill up fairly quickly. People aren't known for sitting down and having a very quick board game, so I think they will sit for a while. And so it might be important for people to come a bit early if they really want to come and be part of those events. Like you say, the movie in the square, the parade, to come watch the parade or to come check out the community fair, all those things are no tickets are required. The one other thing that comes to mind is there's a drag brunch that's happening on Sunday at the, I forget the name of it. It's like Feather and Whistle, or I'm just going to cheat and pull up the guide. So one other thing that will be ticketed is the Pride Hangover Brunch. If you've had all the fun that you can have on Saturday, but you still want some more on Sunday, it is at the Wharf and Feather. And that is another ticketed event just because of that limited space for brunch and whatnot. But basically everything else is just open, come as long as there's capacity left, then you can come in and join the party.